4강 주제 2 예제 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hi, Monica. Isn't it great that our company has a long lunch break?
Yeah, we've got plenty of time to eat and do things we like.
I heard you're playing the guitar in the band during lunchtime.
Uh-huh. And didn't you join the lunchtime book club?
That's right. I think there are big benefits to doing something we enjoy during lunch.
Like improving relationships with your colleagues, right?
Exactly. It's also good for relieving stress after the morning's work, don't you think?
Yeah, I always feel refreshed after band practice, both my mind and body.
It really seems that lunchtime activities help us concentrate on our work better.
I think so, too. Okay, I've got to go. Enjoy the book club, Bill.
You too. See you later, Monica.
1번 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Angela, did you watch the KTS documentary about education on TV yesterday?
Yes, I did. It was very interesting.
What a brand new idea. It totally goes against common sense.
Right. I can't believe they said praise isn't always helpful for students.
Do you remember the psychologist they interviewed? She claimed that repeated praise increases psychological pressure, which negatively impacts performance.
Yeah, I was shocked when a few students in her experiment tried to cheat on the test to get better scores.
So was I. I'm not going to praise my children so often anymore.
I don't want my kids to concentrate only on results either.
We really have to think carefully before we praise our children.
I completely agree with you.
2번 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Tom, watch out.
What? Why?
You came close to falling into that manhole.
Whew. I guess I wasn't watching where I was going.
You shouldn't be using your smartphone and walking at the same time. It's dangerous.
I just had to send a text message, though. It was to my boss.
Who you are sending a message to is besides the point. Do you remember my coworker, William Davis?
I think so. Is that the guy I met at your birthday party?
Yes. Well, he got hit by a car because he was on his smartphone and walking across the street.
Really? Is he okay?
Fortunately, he was not seriously injured, but most people aren't so lucky. Many accidents are caused by people walking and using their smartphones.
I'd never thought about the dangers. I'll stop using my smartphone while walking.
3번 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Ashley, what are you looking up?
Hi, Alex. I'm looking at some violins at an online shop. I'm going to take lessons starting next month.
Are you going to buy your violin online?
No, I'm just collecting some information.
Oh, good. It's not easy to buy a good musical instrument online.
No, we can't touch or play it before we buy it.
Plus, a little difference in size can make a big difference when we play.
Yeah. When we choose a musical instrument, online images aren't enough to make a decision.
I agree. One time I bought an instrument online and I regretted it once it had been delivered.
That's why I don't buy any musical instruments online.
Makes sense to me. Good luck with your search.
Thank you, Alex.
4번 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
You look upset. What's the matter?
Mom, I had an argument with a friend today. It wasn't that serious, but I got really angry with him. I don't know why I get angry so easily nowadays.
It's not your fault, honey. Your teen years are a time of rapid emotional change.
But I don't know what to do when I'm losing my temper.
Maybe you should get a stress ball.
What's that?
Basically, it's a little ball made of rubber. When you're feeling mad, you just squeeze it in your hand to control your anger.
That sounds helpful. What else could I do?
Well, when you feel anger coming on, separate yourself from what or who is causing your anger and take a break.
You mean I should leave the situation?
Exactly. Think of an appropriate response. Then come back and react when your anger has passed.
Thanks, Mom. I'll try your advice.
(5번) 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Donovan, I loved your article in the school newspaper on why you love visiting museums. The headline was especially catchy.
I'm glad to hear that.
Actually, that's what made me read your article. What's your secret to writing such powerful headlines?
Well, I usually put some words that start with the same sound close together in a phrase or sentence.
Oh, like in big burning bombs blow up?
Exactly. Anything to catch the reader's attention is good.
Sounds interesting. How else can you do that?
Well, using strong language is also good. Strong phrases are often negative ones like things people hate. But these must be used in moderation.
I see. That's how you challenge people to read your articles.
It works every time. Good writing takes more than good content.
6번 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Paul, what are you listening to?
A radio program called Hope for the Earth. There's a panel talk about light pollution.
That's the excessive and prolonged use of artificial lights at night, right? It can cause health problems in humans.
Definitely. But it disrupts wildlife activity and their natural cycles, too.
I heard somewhere that losing darkness makes it hard for many animals to hide from their enemies.
Right. Also, light pollution can disorient birds, so they end up flying into the sides of brightly lit buildings or migrating at unusual times.
I haven't thought about it seriously before.
Baby sea turtles are affected, too. Instead of following the glow of the moon, they move towards lights that humans keep on.
Wow, artificial lights are more dangerous to wildlife than I thought.
I'll say. You should listen to this radio program episode sometime.